time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah. We back. What up, conversationalists? We are back. Back again, you know, kicking things off. Black History Year, Women's History Year, Women's History Month, all of that. Fly shit, I guess, you know. It is what it is. We here. We back in your ear. Crystal clear. I don't know who said that first, but I know that's been used on the radio so many times. I'm here, though. I'm chilling. I'm here with you, Muhammad. How you feeling,
good
brother?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, step by step, getting back into the groove of life. You know what I mean? trying to shake off, you know, the lingering effects and keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Ignore my wobbliness and try to move forward. Lot going on. Trying to keep shit in place. Trying to reorganize my business. Build my teams back up. You know what I'm saying? We going to Miami on Thursday to shoot Jazz in the Gardens. So that's nice. On deck. So that's home. You know what I'm saying? It's an event they've been doing for, I think that's the 18th year, and I haven't been once. You know what I'm saying? And so I always hear about it, and I always see it. So it's like this year I'll be able to partake in it and get some work in on it, you know what I mean? So doing that, gonna try to squeeze in like a Just Being Black while I'm there from the people at the Jazz in the Gardens and see how that turn out. So try to make some art and do some commerce at the same time.
Nice. That's
the so balance. So we on that. Shout out to everybody down in Miami. If you're going to Jazz in the Gardens, you know what I'm saying? Shout me out. I'll be down there with the crew. You know what I mean? If you're going to Miami for Jazz in the Garden, shout me out. We'll be down there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make a time of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sound like it. Yeah, that shit sound dope. That sounds dope. Just Being Black. Get some art and some commerce out the vibe. Man. I like that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna take this time to really lean into my POV. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Whether it's Just Being Black or any other little shit that I'm putting together. But I'm trying to put together a little momentum around my brand, my own personal brand, that could take me to the promised land. Shit. Because, like I said, if last year was my last year, shit, I wouldn't have had that. You know what I mean? So I want to build that. So by the time I do have to check out, God damn it, it's there. You know what I'm saying? Here was his POV. He ain't just do work. You know what I'm saying? Work for people and work for companies and shit. He actually had a point of view. And outside of in the conversation, I want to be able to express my point of view through all my talents. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's fly. That's fly. I've seen you building the personal brand propaganda. I see it. I see the assets out there.
I didn't even start. Like, that was just, I posted a couple pictures. My photographer from way back, you know, when I first started doing music and shit, my nigga Bart, who went to high school with me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He like jumped out of high school and built the photography situation right off the bat. Like, he rented a warehouse, built that shit to like a studio with a stage. I'm like, this nigga is enterprising than a motherfucker. But he sent me an old picture for one of the shoots, and I thought there was none to existed because somebody burnt the studio down. You know what I'm saying? With the shit that I had was in that studio. So I didn't know he had no old pictures of what we did. And he sent me one the other day. And I was like, oh, okay. But it was definitely transported the nigga back in time into a place where I don't even exist no more. I'm just looking at the look on my face, and I was like, I don't even exist in that place no more. But it's wild to see it. You know what I'm saying? Because you could think about it, but when you actually see the face of that era, you be like, God damn, nigga was
this a whole was meeting the people, right? This was my avatar. Yeah, man.
Damn, this nigga was a whole nother nigga.
That's what's up. Imagine you could have a conversation with that cat.
Yeah, I mean, you do, actually. It just won't be in words and speak, but you do. You know what I'm saying? The trip shit is, and I think about this all the time, and I don't know how to reconcile it.
Okay.
The trip shit, and I probably said it here. They always tell you that, you know what I'm saying, trauma could be passed through your DNA, you know what I'm saying, over generations. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be like, oh, heart disease runs in your family. You know what I'm saying? Slavery trauma can, you know what I'm saying, reveal itself through your DNA. And I'm thinking, well, shit, if the bad shit could be traveling through your DNA, goddamn, all the shit, all the good shit and all that shit could be traveled through your DNA. You know what I'm saying? So if I try to tap into my DNA, what will I get? You know what I'm saying? What information can I pull from my own DNA that's been existent since the beginning of motherfucking time and it's going to exist until humans ain't no more? You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I putting in it and transferring, and what can I pull from it? You see what I'm saying? So, and it ain't always just the bad shit. You know what I'm saying? I believe that good shit can travel through your DNA just as well as your trauma. And that's what I be trying to tap into. And it ain't, again, it won't be in words. You know what I'm saying? But it will be in that feeling. It will be in that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, but it'll be there, and I just need to learn how to translate that and believe in it. Because a lot of times it could pop up, and it pop up in you, and you know it's in you, but then you don't believe it because it don't match up with what's going on right now and the times are right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? To some degree, I felt like I could communicate with my mom telepathically when she was here and she wasn't around, right? Because I'll be thinking some shit, bing, 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 bing. And then 8 months later, we go visit. And she answer all that shit without me ever having to ask. So I felt like, damn, maybe I can do that. You know what I'm saying? But then people you don't know, it's harder to believe that you're actually doing that type of communication because you don't really know them. You know what I'm saying? With my mom, I could put her name, her face, her voice. But if I go back in my DNA, I don't have a name, I don't have a face or a voice. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to believe that that information can be true and act on it. But I don't know. I don't know if I went too far, but that's what I be thinking.
No. I'm just listening to you. That sounds about right.
That should be feeling like you nigga be way off in the deep end.
I mean, this is where the conversation goes. I mean, I think everybody know that at this point. You know what I'm saying? We got a penchant for the existential. But, I think that for sure. I think you could summon all of that, and you could tap into all of that. You know, it reminds me too of just like when you hear an old song, you know, like the energy that can trigger just from hearing a song from way back, it could put you at a place that you consciously wouldn't be able to access prior to you hearing that fucking record. You're like, oh shit, like it's just like, or a smell or any of these things that could just put you somewhere, and then you're like, yo. And I think you know, I think that it's kind of important to be able to like take a second and explore it and like touch and feel per se, you know what I'm saying? Like sit in the memory, you know what I mean? And like really kind of just look around as if it was virtual reality. You know what I'm saying? You know how you got the headset on and you look around and they've populated the experience. Like if it puts you back in 94. You know what I'm saying? Like, take a second and, like, you know, just, like, and kind of download that information. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because you might, you know, and it's not even about what you could do with it, but it's just, it's good to get in touch with it. If you do something with it, it's even better. But, like, you know, I think it helps. It's kind of, you know, like, it's just, go ahead. What are you about to say?
Nah, but it is a thing of what you can do with it. Because that's where I'm at. I'm at with what I can know. I do with it? Because, you know, coming out of this shit, man, you know what I'm saying? The looming question is, who am I? You know what I'm saying? Who am I? Like, I ain't the same as before. You know what I'm saying? Well, who am I now? You know what I mean? And you're digging into a lot of different places to try to solve that. You know what I'm saying? And be able to feel that. And so it's not like we not using it or don't want to use it, because I want to use it. You know what I'm saying? I want to use it. I want to tap in. You know what I mean?
Right.
And without getting crazy or spooky or, you know what I'm saying, doing stupid shit. You know what I mean? It's just, how do I meditate on that? Marinate on that, as Big Boy say on the Damn James song. Go ahead and marinate on that. I listened to that shit the other day. That shit took me to it's like I heard it for the first time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I've heard it many times, but I wasn't paying attention to it in that space as I was the other day. And I'm like, damn, these niggas made a goddamn record, man. Without even rapping a word, niggas just talking.
Something that happens a lot with me, particularly with music. And, you know, like a song you've heard a million times, like maybe somebody posts something and they use a line from the song as a caption, or in the conversation they reference a lyric from the song, and it kind of recontextualizes the whole song. You're like, damn, it sounds, it's profound. You're like, wait a minute. Then you go back and you listen to that shit. You're like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker is talking. He's preaching. She's saying some shit. Damn, I ain't even... but just to go back, just run back to the beginning of the conversation we were just talking. it was a couple things that you said that, first of all, it's two things that you said. One thing that you said when you was talking about it, you read through like three, you described yourself, I thought about three different records. You was like, you know, step by step. I don't know if you even seen this show. You might have been outside by then, but there used to be a show called Step by Step.
Nice.
You remember this shit? It was one of those TGIF, I think it was.
But I saw that the other day, TGIF. I missed that whole shit.
It was a song. I can't even remember what the show was about. Because back then, it was all these blended families. You know what's so funny? White folks been doing blended families with no judgment for years. The Brady Bunch, and you know what I mean? I think Step by Step, Ada's, and all of that shit. You know, but it was like, I think the theme song was like, step by step, day by day. I can't remember nothing else. But that shit, then you said, shake them off. And that reminded me of fucking Youngbloods. You know what I mean? And he was like, you know, I'm wobbly. That reminded me of Drop It Like It's Hot. But was it Drop It Like That?
Drop It Like It's Hot.
But beyond that, you said this line, which would be a dope little title. I don't know if you used this or whatever, but it was like, if last year was my last year, that's some shit. That sound like a fucking series or a memoir or something. You know what I mean? Something you might wanna ruminate on that shit.
Last year was my last year.
That's the theme, it seems.
It is the theme. It's the whole theme. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But in the music front, you know what I'm saying? And I have been hearing this cat name, and I've been seeing little stuff and, you know what I'm saying, artwork and shit like that. But I never dug into it. And I think, you know what I'm saying, I just saw it, and I just never really took the time to say, let me go check this cat out. But I went and checked him out the other day, and it's probably like the perfect time for me to check him out, because the way that he's moving his movement it falls in line with what I need to do. You see what I'm saying? So the cat, Larry June, you know what I'm saying? I know niggas been doing talking numbers. About him. I know been talking about him. I know he been moving around. I know he's been doing his thing. But I just hadn't been up on him. You know what I'm saying? So I went and checked him out. I basically listened to the nigga whole catalog. You know what I'm saying? I like how the nigga moving with the words. You know what I'm saying? I like how he using the words to push the things and then using the things to push the music. You know what I'm saying? I like, yo.
Right.
He doing that shit right. You know what I'm saying? As a independent artist. Well, not independent, but kind of independent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like how he moving. You know what I'm saying? So I went and peeped this shit. I knew he got a, you know what I'm saying, a pension for the old cars. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like niggas like. You know what I'm saying? So I've been peeping him out, man. I've been checking out his work, and I like what he's doing. So I'm going to, you know, see how I can incorporate some of that movement with my own shit. You know what I'm saying? And and his last, his album with Titty Boy.
2 Chainz?
2 Chainz.
Or Tony Banderas, as he calls himself now. Tonio Banderas.
Life is beautiful, and you know I got the shit with the beautiful shit, so it's like, damn, this we on the same energy. But you know what I'm saying? I hope he don't feel like I'm copying that part of it, because you know I'm not. But I recognize that we on that same energy, and I want to give that nigga a shout out, because I ain't know nothing about him, and my bad for being slow.
Yeah. Numbers. Yeah. Go Larry. Yeah, we talked about him on the pod before, but yeah.
I haven't listened.
Yeah, I know you wasn't tapped in. He one of them. You know, even you know, admittedly, it's funny. Alchemist, who he collabs with quite a bit now, he was like in the most recent. I think they was on the Breakfast Club. Even Alchemist, he's been saying in a couple interviews, he was like, "Yo, I was late to him." You know what I'm saying? He said, but similarly, what it is about? Because I think I was late to him. You know what I'm saying? On a certain level, like. It reminds me, not in the same way, but it reminds me, and maybe it only reminds me because he said it, and I thought it was a dope way to kind of speak to new fans. Like, when Wiz Khalifa, when he was kind of coming up, you know, from mixtapes to, like, you know, to shit, superstar type shit, right? Mm-hmm. And he would gain all these fans along the way. He was like, you know, yeah, I like the new fans. It's like, you know, it's like a party. You know what I'm saying? You just got here. Go get a drink. Enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? Welcome. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that vibe. And what it is about Larry is, I forget exactly how I got tapped in, or you know, again, I was listening to it, kind of just here and there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I peep it, but I wasn't all into the catalog. Shout out to my man Relly. Relly was probably one of the first cats that like was really doing a strong endorsement, because he's what Larry does. We talked about this before, like, he taps into that hustle spirit. You know what I'm saying? But in a way that's very, like, as you say, step by step, brick by brick, day by day. You know what I'm saying? Like, incremental. Like, I want it all, everything count type shit. And then, you know, his whole doing numbers. You know what I'm saying? Good job, Larry. You know, all of that shit. And I just, it's a vibe. And the cars. And then, like, he puts out so much shit. He got so many records that, like, when you do get there, it's a lot to fuck with. And it don't, you know, because sometimes, speaking for myself, some things, if there's a lot of it, it could almost put me off. Because I'm like, oh, I missed it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going through all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how I felt about Game of Thrones until the pandemic happened. It had sat me down. I was like, all right, well, shit, I ain't got nothing else to do. Let me see it. And then I loved it.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's very accessible. It's not one of those things that you got to start here. You could pop in anywhere and pick up jewels and, you know what I'm saying, put together your own shit. But yeah.
And that's how I did. I just popped in. I'm like, oh, let me take it back. Let me go on back to the top. And the shit, you know what I'm saying, it's so, I would say, let's just say in pocket. He got a vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He stick to that vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's not like chasing hits and I got a hit here and then the rest of the album is like, okay, It's like you could just listen to the whole shit because it's the same vibe all the way through. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So album after album, there's different songs, but the vibe is the same. But then they got right. witty ass lyrics, slick ass shit to say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit you put into your life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, it's a good day to get some money. You know what I'm saying? Today is a good day to get some money.
Yeah, man. A lot Larry, of affirmations.
Larry, I feel you on that.
Good job, Larry. No, for sure. For sure. No, that shit is that.
Damn, nigga, you right.
Absolutely. You are correct.
That's exactly how I woke up.
Yeah, man. Shit. And if I didn't, now I am. I'm focused now. Shit, I needed that.
Right.
I needed that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
I like its imagery. Yeah. It ain't too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't no whole lot,
right.
but it's there. And you get it off rip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah. Now, salute to Larry June.
So I need to get on my Larry June, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Well, there you there. Real quick, I just Googled it. Patrick Duffy. Yeah, Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers was in Step by Step. I just had to. It was just bugging me. I was like, "Yo, who was in Step by Step?" Yo, let me know in the comments if you ever watched Step by Step. Oh shit, Bronson Pinchot was in that shit. Yeah, that's Balky from Perfect Strangers.
Man, anyway, I just saw a thing on TGIF yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what was it?
It was like on Instagram. They was talking about the concept of ABC coming up with TGIF and how. Right. People assumed it meant Thank God It's Friday, but they didn't want to get sued by TGI Friday, so it really meant Thank Goodness It's Funny or something like that. Something like that. But they just called it TGIF, and then it was like from 1989 to 2001 or something. And I'm like, yeah, I missed that whole shit, nigga. I was never nowhere on no TV on a Friday from 1989. To 2000 or something. Definitely was not
it's
there.
Different Friday. It's a different Friday. Yeah, no.
Even in the 90s, watching TV, I only came from Martin, Def Comedy Jam. Shit. About it. I don't know. I mean, maybe a couple other things, but Martin for sure. I mean, we was at Jack the Rapper 93. And
right.
Niggas took a break to go watch Martin, nigga. And it seemed like everybody did the same shit because it was the episode where Romy Rome was trying to date Pam. And then in the end, she broke up with him. And then Romy Rome was like, ah, damn. And I wanted to hit that too. You know what I'm saying? So during Jack the Rapper, it was just like a running joke. We was just saying it, like, you know what I'm saying? We'll try to holler at something, they move on. And be like, ah, damn. And I wanted to hit that. So it was a running joke. So we got in the elevator, ran into an old girl from Arrested Development with the bald head. And, you know, I think it was young and wild. And we chatting it up with her. I'm rubbing her on the ball head. She taking it in stride. It was all good. And then she was like, all right, now I'm out. And then she about to get off the elevator, hit her with the wrong line. Everybody bust out laughing. And then so it was the Jack the Rapper where Luke and Death Row now was fighting. So they had canceled all the events and shit. So niggas was just hanging around the hotel. And it was like a little pathway in the hotel. It was like on the side of the lobby, but you know, you could walk through this pathway instead of going through the lobby. So it was like niggas on the wall and then niggas on the other side. So it was like a Soul Train line of niggas. And it was like rappers in that motherfucker. Naughty by Nature was over there. Queen Latifah was popping in. And it was like real shit. It was like real people. Like, nigga, who this
a Soul Train line of niggas. Nah, that shit was funny as hell. That shit, I was just listening to that shit. Said that shit. That shit, I had to take a beat on that shit. A Soul Train line of niggas. It's mad funny. But go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
We in there. And again, I think everybody had done seen this episode. So chicks would come through. And then, you know, me and my homie D. D has started off. You know what I'm saying? Just try to holler at her. She going to diss him. And then I come in with the punchline. Ah, damn. And I wanted to hit that, too. So after a while, After about the third time, everybody joined in when the punchline was supposed to come. Right. So we having a good, we having a ball. The coup de grace, nigga. Got down. Naomi Campbell and Left Eye coming through with their little entourage. Niggas was like, shit. Ah! Everybody already know what's finna happen.
In unison.
Uh-huh. So everybody, yeah. Ah! So as it goes, D set that shit off. Then, of course, Naomi like, what the fuck? Rolling her eyes and shit. And she walked on by. And then the whole fucking Soul Train line. Ah, damn. And I want to hit that, too. She looked back like, what the fuck is
word.
Nigga, that shit was, niggas fell out on the floor laughing, man. That shit was so
That's
crazy.
Funny.
Young nigga shit. That's funny. Jack the Rapper canceled parties.
Yeah.
We ain't had shit else to do.
Nah, that shit's hilarious. Monoculture. It's back with it. Everybody was on the same page. You know everybody see the shit? Yeah, man.
Everybody had to stop to watch Martin, dog, in the black.
Yeah, community. Man. Nah, it was a moment. Yeah. It was a moment. So, yeah, fucking
Yeah, so I missed that whole era of TV.
Yeah. TG, I think, I think Step by Step was earlier than Martin. Like, not even, I think, a few years or something like that. They wasn't competing because... Yeah, the guy that was watching Teach to Step by Step wasn't the kid that was watching Martin.
Yeah, and that was Friday. Martin was Thursday.
Martin was Thursday, Living Single. Yeah. But speaking of TGI, when you thought about TGI Fridays, you know, when you think about that, right, TGI Fridays, because like how you heard about TGIF, you came across some shit. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago, I came across this thing about TGI Fridays, right? Because you think about TGI Fridays, it's like, not that I go there, but it's like kind of... A little charming, like a little, feels like a little family, you know, like a little bit more family friendly than Chili's, you know what I'm saying? Like it was the precursor to Applebee's and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? You, the wife, the kid, the dog, you know what I'm saying? Y'all could all go, not the dog, but you know what I mean? It was very wholesome and shit like that, but yo, TGI Fridays, the original joint, that wasn't how it all kicked off. It kicked off in New York City on 63rd and 1st. And it was this dude. I mean, first of all, already it sounded a little seedy. 63rd and 1st, still kind of seedy right now. You only there because you want to be there. Oh, 63rd and 1st. So it was 63rd and 1st. It opened up in 1965. The restaurant was owned by Alan Stillman, a perfume salesman. So you already know. And who wanted to meet single stewardesses in his neighborhood. That is very focused. It's like that shit is a whole, that's a whole TV show. That's a whole vibe. That was the whole like early 80s type of TV, late 70s type of TV. Still call the flight attendant stewardesses, dudes. You know what I mean? Like it's a, felt like it was like a real meat market. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of them places. And then I guess somehow they done shaved down the edges and became a place for the families. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, salute. Salute to
all
that.
So that's how
it
started?
That's how it started, yeah. It was like one little bar. It was like one little bar, like a little chill bar. And I guess it was popping. And then, you know, they started franchising. Or maybe he sold the license.
Like a little Cheers for flight attendants.
Like, exactly, for flight attendants, right? When you know what I mean? You get out of there, LaGuardia or JFK, come over that 59th Street Bridge. We'll be waiting for you. You know what I'm saying?
They probably was already staying in the hotels over there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He probably knew the play. He was like, yo, you know what this need? They need a bar. They need a bar. Cause it's all these stewardesses right over here looking for a place to drink. You know I got the, you know what I mean? They always come past my counter getting perfume. You know what I mean? So I need a spot for him. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, let's do it. You know what I mean? Shout out to Alan.
Nigga Alan.
You know what I mean?
Every time somebody say shout out to somebody, I hear Lil Wayne when they were like breaking down that rapper's list.
Like, Gucci?
He was like, Drake and Gucci. Gucci who? Gucci Mane? Shout out to Gucci, my nigga Gucci.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. He was shocked. He was shocked. Wait a minute. He had to double back on that shot. Like, wait, what? Oh, who? Shit. Well, a shout out to that. Hell yeah.
Eminem not on there? Nuh-uh.
I see. Hell yeah.
Okay.
You did it.
My nigga Gucci. You did it.
Mm-hmm. Cut through. Oh, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
So what's good with you?
Man, I'm chilling, dog. I'm good. Just coming off the weekend, kicking it. Did some shows. Got out with my man Vlad. He was out of Levity Live. Rocked out with him a little bit.
Shout out to Vlad.
Shout out to Vlad. My nigga Vlad. 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 That's my brother-in-law called him. My brother-in-law Slade. Be like, what's up with your homie Vlad? Vlad. Stay chilling, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Vlad. Kicking it. But damn, I was just gonna say something. I'm out here no computer right now. Well, no main computer. I got my burner computer right now. You know, the burner, you know what I mean? That ain't really for the professional. But I got the burner, the backup, you know what I'm saying? But I got my computers in the shop for a little bit. So, you know, I feel disarmed. But at the same time, it's kind of making me, made me think. I'm trying to reassess my relationship with my phone. Right? I always call, you know, on Sunday, I don't know if it's a notification, but on or programmed or whatever, but on Sunday, I always get my screen time report, you know? It's like the adult report card. And that's like, I try to keep that shit low, like blood pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate it. I do. I hate it when it's like, your screen time's up 40% or 26%. You know, like, my shit down 25% this week. I felt good. Like, it make you feel good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because I'm trying not to just be on that shit just to be on it. You know what I mean? Or doom scrolling. Not even doom scrolling, but just bored, just scrolling. You know what I mean? Like, getting in a fucking Instagram hole, sending off memes and shit to the... You know, I'll tell you this, and I be trying not to. Shout out to everybody that does send me memes. You know what I'm saying? But you know, sometimes the memes can start to feel like emails and homework. Like, when that shit be like, such and such has sent you 4+, and you go into that little feed, and it's at least 9 joints, you're like, oh, shit. So
I don't know when that started. Like, that's a new phenomenon. It used to be one at a time.
Yeah. Nah, those shits pile up. So I be trying to be tasteful, show restraint. Every times I be wanting to throw the shit, you know what I mean? Yo. But then I'm like, nah, let motherfuckers live. So that's one of the reasons also that kind of has me like just trying to reevaluate. But I thought about being without my laptop, right? And I was watching this video a while back. It was Virgil Abloh, and he was talking. And it was just like one of these little like behind the scenes joints. And he was like, yeah, I'm about to go to France or whatever. I got to work. He was like, yeah, I'm not taking my laptop. He's like, everything I got is on my phone. This is my office right here. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people say that. It's my office. And some people are better than others. Like, particularly, you know, as far as, like, social media goes and just content and all of that shit. Like, especially, like I see a lot of, like, younger comics or just younger people that, like, they get busy just through the phone. I'm still old school in the way of, you know, people are laughing at this type of shit. I've seen it. But I'm still a Twitter by computer nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can tweet on the phone, but I like to look at Twitter on my screen. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an Instagram on the laptop. I could do that too, but I'm, you know what I mean? But like, I like to sit down in front of the computer, open up apps like, you know, Photoshop and whatever editing programs. Like, I like having a sizable screen, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to the quick you know, the editing. Like, I've seen people edit reels on, like, just right on their phone. Good-ass reels. Like, just cut the shit up. Like, you know, and it's, it just feels, it's an interesting moment. So I'm trying to kind of embrace a little bit of that. It feels like, it to me, it reminds me of, like, when the music producer game shifted from analog to digital, you know? Like, and I'm obviously I'm late to the party. You know what I'm saying? But like from analog to digital, like you don't need the floppy disk pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need the drum pads, all of that shit. You don't even need to filter all of that. You could do all of that shit right here by a touch of a button. Beep, 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 beep. You know what I'm saying? And it'll look just as good, sound just the same.
Right.
So that's something that just was, I was just thinking about in the moment while I'm without my computer. Hopefully I should get it back by this weekend.
It's a trip. It's funny you say that because, you know what I'm saying, I've been pretty much without my laptop. I mean, I got my laptop, but I haven't used that motherfucker in about 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? I use it to cut the pod, but other than that, I was in Miami. I didn't even bring that shit out the bag once. You know what I'm saying? Today, actually, I was thinking, all right, I need to enterprise this motherfucking phone. Well, first of all, I got to get a new phone. Secondly, once I get a new phone, I got to enterprise the hell out of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, make that bitch earn its keep.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Yeah. So I get it.
So I'm now looking forward to, okay, how do I dig into this smaller platform and make that bitch earn? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Outside of contacting people, outside of, you know, reaching out, but even making content and being less dependent on the laptop and more on the move and on the run. You know what I mean? So I'm actually having that same feeling. Mm-hmm. That was a thought I had today. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this new phone and I'm going to make that bitch work.
Right. Yeah. It's the same. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to do that. We'll see what it is. I got a question for you. Topical question. Are you boycotting? You in the boycott? Where you at with this?
The Target boycott?
Yeah, the Target boycott. It was bigger than Target.
Are you talking about the National Day of not of buying?
Well, that passed. That passed. Right. And I did well.
Well, so what are we supposed to be boycotting? I didn't even hear about specific boycott.
It's not, this is not really a formal boycott. I guess it's just like, casual. Like, yeah, Target, like, kind of staying away from Target still. Kind of staying away from Walmart. Staying away. I've heard as much as staying away from Amazon. That's the one that hurt probably the most. This is what I wanted to talk to you about. Because Target, I don't really do too much Target shopping. Like, that's not, in New York. They got a lot of Targets now in New York.
Okay.
Them shit is all over the place. Like, you know, quietly, I go to Walmart more than I go to Target, and there's really no Walmarts in the city. There are no Walmarts in the city. Right. I mean, you go out to Long Island or Jersey or up, you know, but Target always act like they cheap, but they not cheap. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still kind
of... None of them cheap, but go ahead.
None of them cheap. Walmart's still cheaper than Target, but Walmart...
Shit, but...
Yeah. Because they know what it is. You go to Walmart, you kind of got to be on your P's and Q's. Because you might have to fight in Walmart. That's why there's a bargain. Because, nigga, you might have to fight or you might become somebody's content. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a thing that goes on. It's a wild, wild Walmart. You know, where Target is kind of whatever. But, you know, outside of, because the only thing that kind of broke me, and I talked about it, like, before we, like, fully, after the DE&I stuff came out and people put Target on the list, I dipped in there recently when I was in Connecticut real quick. Because, you know, I told you I've been doing the you know, I'm out here collecting these Hot Wheels every so often. You know what I'm saying? That's like one of my little hobbies. I'm trying to get some new hobbies. I'm trying to get some hobbies for real. But you know, I collect these you know, Target and Walmart got the Hot Wheels probably for the cheapest. You know what I'm saying? So it's been killing, and they be having a lot. You know what I mean? It's kind of killed me because now I can't really go in there. So I've been going like Dollar General and, you know what I mean? You'd be surprised. Hot Wheels is everywhere. But anyway, and I caught a nice little lick. I'm trying not to even say pause anymore, but I caught a nice little come up just on the Hot Wheels side. I got a 580 Benz. I got a Maserati and I got a Porsche for $4 total. Beautiful. Anyway, so boom. So Target, I could do that. I could do that almost in my sleep. Walmart is kind of tough, but whatever. But then the Amazon thing, you know, Amazon is like the convenience of it all. That's where, and they, you know, you pay for the shit up front. Even though I heard that if you cancel it, whatever remaining money, they'll send you that shit back. But this was what was very interesting that I heard about Amazon. I saw somebody saying, yo, they canceled Amazon. And I guess they was having a conversation with a friend of theirs about a product they were trying to buy. And the friend sent them a link to the product on Amazon. And she looked at the product on Amazon and it was cheaper than when she looked on her own Amazon. And allegedly, I'm not sure if this is true, allegedly, I guess to entice people to, I don't even think it was no enticing actually, but seemingly, which makes no sense, they say that if you don't have Prime, it's cheaper when you don't have Prime. Some of these products are cheaper than if you got Prime. Because I guess what they've been doing is, you know, since the shit is you getting it the next day, is they basically bundling the shipping within the cost. You know what I'm saying? So they acting as though you're not paying. You know when you got a little cart and it's like $0 shipping because you paid your Prime. You felt so good about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Look at me. Nah, nigga, they got you. They put that in the thing. So it's just, it's very interesting. I mean, I guess you're going to pay the same price either way, but it was just, it's just something interesting I picked up. I mean, I guess this is a tangent. You know what I'm saying? I guess this is a tangent. But real talk, where are you on the boycott? Are you boycotting
anything? I'm not nowhere because I never heard of it. Again,
you didn't hear about the blackout day on the
20th? I heard about the blackout day on the blackout day. That's the day I heard about
it. You know what you heard about. Okay, yeah.
And then I didn't go spend no money on blackout day. Cool. But I don't. Yeah. I haven't. And I heard, like, you know, the Pastor Jamal Bryant talking about Target. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the consensus shit is on the boycott. What are we boycotting? What's the goal? What the fuck is the target? What is we doing? Are we just not?
I don't know. Money? I think the goal is to show the buying power of people of color, black people.
And
we're
showing that to who?
To these people that have pulled back on their DE&I.
Oh, okay. So it's right? the DEI.
So there's a list. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a list. So it's like Walmart's on there, Target's on there. There's a few. It's a diesel little list. I think Home Depot's on there. Mm-hmm. You know, but then, and then there's like the, I don't say the allies list, but like the list of the people that are holding strong. Mm-hmm. So like, shout out to Wegmans. Wegmans is on the list. Kroger is on the list. Costco is on the list of the people that are still rocking with DEI.
Wegmans hire black people?
I guess so. I mean, well, they ain't pull back on their DEI. Nah, there's black people.
DEI ain't
black
just
people
black, you know.
No, it's black. It's all, it's diversity. It's women. It's, you know what I'm right. saying? Handicap. You know what I mean? All of that shit is diversity.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But I think, honestly, too many, it's like another, it's like almost like a code word for black. Just like affirmative action wasn't just for black people.
Right, but
they positioned it to make it feel like it was for just black people.
But white women, they benefit more off of DEI than everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
White people get more welfare than everybody. So, of course, I don't know what we, I mean.
It's the yokey doke. But what I'm saying, I think what they want is they want to show, like, look, you know, like, that's the thing. If you hit people in their pockets, it makes people kind of reconsider, hopefully. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm curious as to, there's a part of me that's curious as to what's going on behind the scenes as to why not only are these people pulling back on their DNI, but, like, why are they publicly making it known? Like, is it some type of deal that they got with the government, or is this some type of warning that they got from the government? Like, look, if you do this and this, we're going to hit you like this. You know what I'm saying? So you better let them know what set you claim, type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just curious because I feel like a lot of these programs, first of all, a lot of these programs were doing it kind of just, you know, like it was more so said than done. You know what I mean? It was kind of performative in the first place. But so if they wanted to kind of pull back on it, it could have been very quietly, mm-hmm. you know? And then you find out months later, oh, yeah, they've been canceled that department. But for them to be like, yo, we're not doing this. Like Paramount, you know, Studios just came out and said, yo, we're pulling this back. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, it's disappointing when you see it too, because you're like, fuck. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, so, yeah, there's a part of me that's kind of like, you know, as much as I can, you know what I'm saying? Because the thing about a boycott, just like a party, it's like, who all going to be there? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it just me? Is it just me at the bar? Like, is it lit? You know what I mean? Like, you know, let's make this shit jump. Let's have, like, if we're going to do it, let's really do it. And sometimes, you know, the not the solidarity, but the unification, the consistent, you know, let's stay on code type shit. Like, it would be great if we could. But I will say, like I said, some of these places are easier than others, but I've been hearing a lot of people talking about, oh, and Amazon's one of those too, I believe. Mm-hmm. But hearing a lot of people saying, yo, I'm cutting off Amazon too. And that might be one of the hardest ones. I'm just saying, that might be one of the hardest ones. Yeah, you don't fuck with Amazon like that? No, do you have Prime?
I've never consciously not fucked with them, but I don't order shit on Amazon. You know my wife, my kid, my daughter, like, they fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
I don't be ordering shit, so it ain't going to be no trip for me.
I don't order a lot, but I order enough because it's the convenience of it all. Like, it's mad convenient. I like, that's really, you know, I've talked about this before. I like getting mail. You know what I mean? Honestly, you're just paying for mail. You're just paying for mail. I like, you know what I'm saying? I like some shit coming that lets you know, yeah, it's coming tomorrow between 11 and 1. You know what I'm saying? Be there. They're going to ring your bell. It's going to be some shit for you. Nice. And they, you know, they got a liberal ass return policy, which is cool. Amazon Prime is kind of, it's falling off a little bit to me. It goes here and it has its ups and its downs. Same about Netflix too. But Amazon Prime used to have like mad black movies, kind of like how Tubi does. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's kind of, it's a little bit slowed down. And they added commercials. That's some shit I also wanted to talk about. I've been teasing that for a couple weeks, but like, how a lot of these streaming services are basically turning into basic cable, you know, with all these fucking commercial breaks and all of this shit. It's like, yo, what's going on, man? Well, we're paying. I thought we was paying so we ain't have to see no commercials. So now it's like, and anyway, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, man.
So all that to say, are you boycotting anything? How you feel about it? You know, I told you it is.
Yeah, I mean, all that to say, I haven't boycotted anything per se. You know what I'm saying? Because again, I've been dealing with a whole nother thing. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure my own self out.
like that. No, I'm just trying to live.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just saying that I'm not against it or none of that shit. I just haven't been up on it because once I didn't have to deal with the news every day. I didn't deal with the news at all. You know what I'm saying? I went on studying the wind. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even tripping. I wasn't even tripping on what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then now, as I'm gonna come back, probably next week, I'll probably be back in the mix. You know, I like I said, I heard the no black spending the day of. I'm like, oh shit.
Gotcha.
Oh, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? I was on E, but I, you know what I'm saying, I made it. Like, yeah, I can't get no gas either. No.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. Should I catch an Uber? That ain't black. But
gotta get Uber black.
Yeah, yeah, right. the Uber white. The even the black is white. But you know, I gotta go look into see what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I ain't saying that I ain't, but I ain't saying that I am, because I ain't been doing it. So I need to go look and see what it is, who doing the DEI. Because, you know, a lot of this shit be misinformation and shit. So I would need to really go look and see who really doing shit and who not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I would be doing it for the culture, for us. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, I ain't looking for no goddamn job. So I'd be doing it for the whole
No, I can dig it.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I need to go look and go see what the right is and take it from there. Thank you for hipping me to the boycott and the things that are going on. And I'm sorry for being a motherfucking, I guess we semi-public people talking to people, you know what I'm saying? And not having the info, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Now you know. You won.
I'm a podcast nigga.
There it go. Roadcast is still with the people, from what I understand. Hopefully, what was I gonna say? Yo, did you see the Tank Roach fight?
Man, I did. It's Ramadan, so.
So what's that? What's that?
So it's tough. Somebody said, "Let's go watch the fight," and I was like, "Nigga, I'm going to sleep."
Got you. Yeah.
But I've seen the clips. I've seen them going back and forth. I've seen Tank, you know what I'm saying, take a knee per se, take a little break. I see the controversy. I see the back and forth between him and Roach on the Twitters. Yeah, but I didn't watch it in live time. So, it looked like, you know, Roach made a name for himself. And you know, and that's the thing about this era of shit. Everybody makes everything so fucking absolute. Niggas used to lose fights back in the day. Muhammad Ali's lost fights. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's the greatest and he lost fights. But right now, you ain't supposed to lose at all. You're supposed to be Floyd Mayweather or whatever, keep a pristine record. But this nigga did what boxers supposed to do. Fight. You know what I'm saying? And he brought the fight to Tank, from what I see. He didn't have time. It wasn't a lot of, you know what I'm saying, bouncing around and dancing, from what I see. Like, he brought the fight to him and made a name for himself. He a nigga that had to contend with. The nigga gonna have to fight him again. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully he prepared and ready. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a big follower of this particular weight class of fighting, but this really all we really getting nowadays. So Tank gonna have to go to the gym, nigga, and watch that tape.
Yeah. It was interesting. Same deal. I'm not a fight fan like that. You know what I mean? As with it all. You know what I'm saying? Casual. So I typically hear about the fight like on a good time, at the, like, damn near like the week of the fight. You know what I mean? Like, same like you, I'm a casual fight fan. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of these fights aren't as exciting as they once were. A lot of these fights is just a lot of defense. You know what I mean? Like chess. It's like just cats playing chess with boxing gloves. You know, so it can be somewhat boring. And I typically don't even know about the big fight until damn near the week of, right? So I don't know exactly how I got hip to the fact, oh shit, there's a fight happening. I didn't even realize it was at the Barclays until damn near the day before. I didn't know where it was. I thought it was going to be in Vegas. But I seen, I'm not sure exactly what I saw first, but I saw that Lamont Roach was on the Breakfast Club with these other two cats who got like a, they got a podcast called Ring Champs or something like that. They down with All the Smoke Network. So I saw it, but I didn't know who they were, so I kind of didn't watch the interview. And there's something I came across. Oh, I came across the weigh-in. I came across the weigh-in with Tank and the cat Lamont Roach, right? And I'm looking at the weigh-in, and typically when you watch the weigh-in, you could kind of see, you could see if a motherfucker shook or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always a tell, right? And Tank himself, Tank looked like a fucking pit bull. You know what I mean? Like, look, a pit bull with tattoos and shit. So he giving the kid the crazy, you know how a pit bull will hold a stare? You know what I'm saying? And kind of try to back your ass down. So he hitting him with that. And my man Roach, he wasn't folding. He wasn't folded. I was like, he passed my weigh-in test. I was like, okay, this motherfucker don't look scared at all. Let me know. Let me research. Let me see. Let me go back to that interview. So I watched the interview, and he's talking, and he's speaking, and they asking him, dude, are you nervous? Are you concerned? What do you think about this? He's a good fighter. He got a crazy. He's a knockout artist, all of that. My man was like, yeah, nah, I know about all of that. Nah, I'm not worried. I'm going to win. He kept saying, I'm going to win. He was like, though, we both from the DMV area. We came up together. Because that's the thing. Similar to like AAU, you know, a lot of these fighters, a lot of these boxers, especially if they in a certain region, they fought each other prior. You know, they came up in the gyms. It's very close-knit community or whatever. So they fought once, I guess, as amateurs. Tank won. But I guess it wasn't like he ain't knock him out. But I think he may have won on cards or something like that. So the cat was like, look. I fought him. I know what he can do in there. I know his weaknesses. I'm not going to speak on it right here. But trust me, I'm going to win this. You know what I'm saying? He was like, he said, I'm in my legacy era. He said that. I'm in my legacy. I'm building my legacy. This fight here, he said, what's going to happen? It was like visionary, like projecting the whole shit. He's like, so when I win this fight, you know, we're going to have the rematch. Then I'm going to win. So if I beat Tank twice, and then I fight this person. And he's talking about, you know, the thing about the fights is you can't be afraid to have the fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because sometimes, you know, the Mayweather effect, as you spoke about, is like everybody want to have an unblemished record, right? So what happens with that is they start to say you ducking certain people. You know, like a lot of people like to say, yo, what's up with Tank? Why you ducking Shakur or even maybe Devin Haney? You know, all these people. And, you know, a lot of these people, a lot of like Tank is... A lot of these people become, like, logistical. You know, they say, well, I'll take this fight, and then I'll bring this fight, and then I'll get that fight on because that'll be how I kind of, you know, I get a little bit of money here, I have a good fight here, and then if this is going to be somewhat of a difficult fight or at least a money-making fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's strategic in how they do it. But to, like, certain fans, they kind of like it, but you ducking, right? So anyway, he's like, I'm in my legacy era. I'm going to beat Tank twice, and I'm going to probably fight Shakur or whomever, and then, you know, I'm going to go up or go down. You know how these motherfuckers be doing all this shit. But anyway, long story short, I was like, yo, this kid is, like, he ready. You know what I'm saying? He don't look shook. This could be interesting. So sure enough, I got back in time. You know, beautifully, you know, the heavyweight fights don't never start till midnight anyway. So I do understand Ramadan, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But so, yeah, that shit don't start till midnight. So fortunately, I get back just in time, you know what I mean? And this is, you know, I still had my laptop, you know what I mean? And, you know, I watched that shit, watched the stream. I don't know if it was illegal. It was on my Twitter. You know what I'm saying? But watched the stream and shit. And fight was a good fight. Like, it was a lot of, I think they both were somewhat tentative or, not tentative, that's not the word. They both were somewhat, like, cautious a little bit. Both of them could have benefited from going all out, right? Now, Tank don't want to go all out. And he had said it in one of these interviews, because then once I got into it, you know, that's the thing about being late to the party, there's all of the fucking videos. So they got like the little 24/7 type of thing. So I watched a little couple episodes of that, and there's one where Tank was like, you know, I'm not trying to lose and become a meme, and you know what I mean, whatever. So, and he had high regard for Lamont, because they, again, they he know him, you know what I'm saying? And then even Tank's, this was something that piqued my interest too, Tank's trainer said, this may be the most skilled boxer Tank has ever fought. He gave him his props straight up, like, you know what I mean, right. Like, this may be his most skilled fighter, right. So we respect him. We see what it is. And then I didn't get all the way into it, but I think he had another guy that he used to train with who they parted ways or something like that. Whatever, I gotta follow up on that,
right.
Anyway, so when they was in the ring, like, I guess Tank don't wanna, You know, Tank, that's his shit anyway. He kind of take a few rounds to kind of feel the fighter out. That seems to be like the new offense with these newer fighters. That's the Mayweather shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to see what it is. I'm using my defense. I'm going to elude you. But I'm like, I'm just kind of just you peeping your style, seeing what I could, where your weaknesses are and your ticks and all of that other shit. Mm-hmm. And then, but the thing was, Lamont was bringing the fight to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, and Tank is a vicious counterpuncher, but my man, he was blocking them counters. You know, he got caught a couple times, but he was catching Tank. Like, he was catching them.
Right.
And the further along, because, you know, Tank has said, yeah, I'm probably going to knock him out like seventh round. So sixth, seventh round, I'm linked in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on edge the whole fucking fight, you know, because I'm like, oh, shit. Because I'm thinking. And it's funny because Lamont, he described it with the perfect word. He was like, Tank is twitchy. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, he could throw a fucking uppercut out of nowhere. Like, whap! And just drop your ass. Like, you know what I mean? Just in the middle of just a block. It just, you know, he just got that kind of spark to him where that shit would get dark to you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Beanie. But, yeah, so I'm like, on edge because nobody is kind of, I don't think anybody's going the distance with him. You know what I mean? This cat is kind of not, he's relatively unknown. He's not a superstar boxer, but he's a skilled boxer, as the corner man said. Right, I mean, his coach said, his trainer. So, like, yeah, the whole shit went. Tank took the knee, and this is where I got fucked up, because I told you before, like, when I watch these fights, I like to go to Rosie Perez's Twitter, because Rosie Perez is a fight fan. And she be live tweeting it. I just think it's, you know, it's kind of, you know, sexy. You know what I mean? Fucking Rosie Perez just be, and she be into it. And so she was like, oh, he took a knee. I'm like, what is she talking about? So I guess my stream was a little late. So I knew I could go back to her shit because I ain't want no spoilers. Right. So then that nigga, you know, he surely took a knee, ran out to, you know, as he said, get some grease out his eye. Because he had just got his hair done, as he said later on. They started booing him. He was like, yo, what y'all booing me for? First they say they love you, then they hate you. You know, that type of shit. Word. And then, which was too funny, later on, homegirl that did his hair was like, well, I did his hair on Wednesday, and I ain't even put that much grease in it. And such and such, and they, she killed him. Make it make sense. You know, when they hit you with the make it make sense. It's always
they was dragging her. They was dragging her, so she had to defend herself. I mean, they was.
Oh, yeah, but they should have dragged her. That ain't her. That ain't her fault.
That's what
I'm
saying. That's what she was trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
she back him up off her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. Shit, I did a nigga on Wednesday. What is you talking about? This the shit I use right here. Like, shit. Like, right. Hey. I mean, yeah. You know, he caught a stray in there, but, you know, it is what it is. Hey, but I had a dip, though.
Okay. Oh, right.
I was trying
to
text you, but you didn't see that shit.
Oh, shit. Well, let's wrap it up real quick. Let's just give it a real Ramadan wrap up. Let's just keep it 100. What do you say when you break Ramadan? What's the phrase?
Break Ramadan? Shit, you just break it. You say a prayer.
Oh, just break. I thought it was like a Morocco. I thought it was something
like
something
Ramadan type. Mubarak. That's just like, yeah. You know, that's what you say to people when they start Ramadan.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, look, we about to go. It's time for us to break it down. We're going to break out. I will tell you this before we leave. Raising Canaan back. So, you know, we about to get back into our recaps. So y'all stay tuned. And as always, before we go, just FYI, I don't know if I said it last week, but Arlington Draft House, March 14th, 9:30 Friday. Arlington Draft House, Belmore Brokerage. That is March 28th and 29th. And then Comedy Vault, that's in June. All that's on DamianLemon.com. Please get your tickets now. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Jason.